I mean, yeah, like I said before, you know, DeMarcus is great. He's an open book. And, you know, with the type of career he's had and, you know, the type of success that he's had over, you know, a long period of time, you learn a lot of stuff. And, you know, to have a guy that, you know, it's like having a, you know, an encyclopedia in there. He knows all kinds of stuff, man, all types of situations, you know. And not just for me, but for all the guys in there, because my style is different from everybody else's style. And, you know, Derek's style is different from my style and, you know, so forth. So he has all types of ways to, you know, help players out, and I'm really appreciative.
Has there been one or two things that you've really taken from him that, like, dang, I'm glad I knew that?
For me, it's just been more just watching him, you know, just being able to just watch greatness every single day. And, you know, because I feel like I've had some good practice, but, you know, to see another guy have, especially now when I'm not able to, you know, to work, it's, you know, it's great just to watch him and, you know, just to, you know, just to see what he does on this play when he on run block. It isn't always about, you know, on passing plays or anything like that, just to see ways he drops into coverage and, you know, he, you know, recognizes plays and just all kinds of stuff. It's great having him here.
And you mentioned the mixed martial arts. So have you learned things with your hands? Are you doing... what is that?
I mean, I think that's more for, like, other guys. You know, I try not to let guys get their hands on me. You know, I'm not really strong like, you know, all those guys. So, you know, the other stuff that he brings to the table is, you know, more for me. But the mixed martial arts stuff, you know, I work on it and stuff, but that's just not – when they get their hands on me, you know, my odds of winning play go down. So I try to, you know, keep their hands off me, you know, run around the corner, just, you know, the way he dips his shoulder and everything, that's more – of what I take from his game.
You're not chopping cement blocks at home or anything.
No. But I've seen videos. I have videos of DeMarcus and his mixed martial arts guy in Dallas. I'm from Dallas, so I know exactly where he goes to train. And, you know, he's been going there for a long time, and I've done that stuff. It's just it doesn't work as well for me as it does for everybody else.
Do you have any idea when you think you'll be able to be 100%
practice? No idea. I mean, I'm doing walkthroughs and, you know, the offensive linemen were, you know, getting on me for going too hard and, you know, tempo violator and all that stuff. And I had to tell them, like, you know, hey, this is the only reps I get, you know, and it's slowed down to, you know, a pace where I could, you know, I don't have to worry about injury or anything like that. So, you know, walkthroughs is more for me. And, you know, hopefully when I get cleared, I can start, you know, easing my way in into, you know, live practice. But, you know, we got a great training staff and, you know, they've got me all the way up to this point. I'm feeling great, so I'm just going to continue to, you know, follow directions and get it done.
How has this injury recovery kind of tempered your expectations for this upcoming season, your personal expectations?
It hasn't. You know, I look at the Adrian Peterson story every single day, and this, you know, it's motivation for me, and not only Adrian Peterson, but all the other guys that you never, ever hear about coming off of ACLs and, you know, injuries. I just did a lot of research and a lot of reading into ACL surgery and, you know, the protocol and, you know, all that stuff. And for me, you know, my confidence is never swayed. You know, I feel like when I get on the field, whenever I get back on the field, I'd rather it be, you know, Von's taking too long where I wouldn't want it to be like, you know, Von doesn't look the same anymore. So I'm all in for, you know, working as hard as I can, you know, to get back on the field, you know, in a timely manner. But when I get out there, I'm gonna be ready to go.
You trying to beat Peterson's recovery?
No, I mean, you know, he set the bar, you know, extremely high, and his injury is totally different from mine. He had an ACL and an MCL, and, you know, for me, it's just the ACL. So, you know, everything that he did and everything, I just use it for motivation. It's not really like a competition or anything like that. Everybody's body is different. I just look at him and, you know, try to see all the stuff that he was doing, you know, to help better his body and try to do some of the same stuff.
Have doctors given you a specific date on when you might be able to go full strength?
No, not really. I got a checkup coming up, you know, in a couple of weeks. And, you know, I'll go back down to Dr. Andrews to see what he says about it and, you know, just keep on working. You know, I'm really not in a rush. I still got 3 months until, you know, September 1st or, you know, whenever our first game is. So, you know, I'm feeling great about the process and, you know, I'm excited to be here.
Are you finding a way to lead while you're not being able to be out there completely? Are you a leader out there at this time?
It's more in the classroom for me because it's hard to be a sideline coach and, you know, tell everybody what they're supposed to be doing on the sideline. And, you know, I'm out here running and stuff, so I'm not really in the mix with all those guys during practice. But in the classroom, you know, I've been in this defense, you know, 3 years, so stuff is just starting to click for me a little bit faster than all the other guys. And that's where I try to, you know, have the impact on guys and, you know, telling them on this play is you don't have to, you know, do this or do that. That's where my leadership comes into play, is in the classroom working with the younger guys.
But when you're back on the field, you want to be a leader. You want to be a captain.
I mean, of course, who doesn't want to be a leader? You know, but that's not You know, I'm not putting all my chips in a basket. I want to be a great player. I want to help win championships for a team. And, you know, if my teammates elect that for me, then that'd be great. But, you know, all for me, I'm just trying to get everybody around me in the linebacker room, trying to get all those guys going, have all those guys, you know, buy into the playbook of what we're doing. Stay on those rookies, because I remember when I was a rookie too, I messed up a lot. You know, I think I messed up more than I made plays. So I try to, you know, identify with those guys and let them know that, you know, don't give up. You know, this it's hard. You know, it's hard learning the NFL offense. I mean, NFL defense fast. You just got to stay on top of it. And that's where all my input goes to right now is in the classroom.
Von DeMarcus said that y'all talked about goals, and he said he didn't want to put a number on anything, but that you want to go down as the best pass rush tandem of all time and maybe have more sacks than an entire team or a couple of teams. So is that just a different way to look at it?
I mean, for me, it's you know, I got a whole new look on you know, just coming to practice and playing football. If you're not trying to be the best at what you're doing, that just seems lame to me. You just come out here and just to play football, just to pay the bills, and you know, because it's cool. That's not for me. I want to come out here and try to be the best player I could possibly be, you know, and just be remembered. And DeMarcus Ware, he's real on his way to doing that. And every time I step on the field, that's what's behind me. You know, to be the best. And I know if we keep that same mindset, we'd be all right.
So what gave you that new look? Talking to DeMarcus, the injury, kind of all of it.
Kind of a mixture, yeah, the whole thing, you know. And I mean, you could go down the store and look at everybody, you know, who's, you know, been to similar stuff that I've been through, and that's just what it is, you know. It's just that's just part of it.
Okay, thanks, Vaughn.
All righty,
thanks, Vaughn.